Hananiga's very own Jordan King. Jordan, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
So what, and I appreciate that, one, you answered my text last night, because I imagine it was probably a crazy scene after the game. But first of all, what was your, we'll talk about the game, but what was your night like after the game? What was that bus ride home like?
You know, actually, we didn't ride the bus home. We just celebrated, you know, in the locker room. We couldn't stop screaming. We're all so excited. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure this goes for everyone. Our phones were just blowing up. You know, we have just a great support system around us, you know, with everyone at the school. And just, you know, parents, family, and friends. So I think it was just, you know, all around, everyone was so happy for us last night. And we had a great student turnout, as well as a bunch of teachers there, too. So just the turnout that we had at that game last night was crazy, and just everyone so happy for us.
So you have to go to school this morning, Jordan?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, well, you got to be looking forward to it, right, though? I mean, the reception that you guys are going to get today in the hallways and classes, that's probably going to be wild, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing last Friday after getting that sectional win. There were so many people congratulating us, and now that we're going to state, I can't imagine what it'll be like.
And how are you feeling right now? I mean, are you fatigued? Are you tired? Does the adrenaline just take over from the excitement? I mean, it has been a long, long basketball season. You guys have had, you know, many hills to climb. I mean, you've had big wins. I mean, mentally and emotionally, how are you feeling right now?
Honestly, I'm feeling good. I think it's just, you know, the excitement of getting to wear the Hananiga jersey for two more games. So, you know, it is a long season, and you just have to, you know, keep pushing through and, you know, stay excited and stay energized for your team and just keep going. So, when it's over, it's over. But for now, we're just going to keep going.
Marquette recruit Jordan King joins us. I just love saying that, Jordan, because, you know, I'm like the biggest Marquette fan in this area, and you probably don't know that, but you'll know that eventually. So, and we can talk about Marquette later. But last night's game, 50-33, super sectional victory over Wheaton-Warrenville South. I mean, Coach Weibel was on yesterday with Randy and Jordan, and he talked about the keys to this game. You had the big win over Boylan, the second time you beat Boylan. Did you at all worry that your team could possibly be complacent in the least, knowing that you had gotten over the hurdle of beating Boylan to get to this point?
I don't think I was worried. I think our team had enough determination and motivation to win this one more game to get down to ISU. And I think we, you know, came out ready to play. And me in the first half, we had to adjust to how Wheaton-Warrenville South was playing. They play a different game than what we're used to, so we just had to adjust to it in the first half, and I think once we made that adjustment, we were good for that from there.
Talk about kind of, there was a point, you had 25 points last night, but you had back-to-back open court steals for layups to close the third quarter, and then that started a string of 8 points by you to turn a three-point lead into a 37-26 margin. That was probably one of the biggest keys of the game there. Talk about the turn of the tide there in terms of making those defensive plays to give you guys what seemed like a comfortable lead at the time.
You know, as a team, we always turn defense into offense somehow and in some way. So I think at that point, I just had to do what I had to do for our team. And, you know, we needed some momentum going into that fourth quarter. And I've been seeing those passes all game, but I just was waiting for the right time to execute that and steal them. So I thought that was the right time and gave our team some momentum, and that's what we needed.
Matt Trowbridge writes in his story in the Register Star today that one of the keys, too, was inbound plays. They scored 11 mm-hmm. points off of inbound passes under the basket, including 8 of your first 15 points. Was that just something that they gave you, or is that something that you worked on? How were you guys so effective on the inbounds play?
You know, honestly, we had, you know, several different plays earlier in the season. And like Coach Weibel said, you know, some of them just weren't working. And he said that you know, this team is about different players, and it comes to different coaches too. And, you know, our sophomore coach, Coach Brunke, he put in some out-of-bounds plays going into the postseason, and they've been really, really effective for us. And, you know, it shows last night. So I think just, you know, some different plays and different looks for the team overall was good for us, and we executed those really well.
Jordan King joins us from Hananiga. They won last night. They're headed to state this weekend. Before we talk about Maine West, we're still talking about the Wheaton-Warrenville South game. And they did have a slowdown offense. How did you guys prepare for that? And I know you guys are run and gun. You like to get up and down the court. Did that kind of slow you up early on? And how did you make adjustments as the game progressed?
Yeah, it was definitely a different game for us. But we've played a couple teams in the past that like to do that. So we just had to, you know, adjust and be patient on defense and just kind of play smart about it. And, you know, when the time comes, get steals that are there. Don't try to get that first pass because, you know, they're going to be on offense for maybe another minute. But I think just overall being able to adjust to the way the game is going was really key for us. And, you know, just playing smart overall is what helped us last night.
As far as I know, Jordan, this is your first time being interviewed by another Jordan. Now, I think that's pretty cool. But
yeah,
when you say the Jordan name, you might automatically think Michael Jordan. Do you, any of your teammates or friends, you know, give you the nickname Air Jordan yet? Have any talks about that at all?
No, I've never had anyone call me that before.
Just Jordan Gothy here.
Yeah,
today.
Just me. Anyway, let's get away from the court a little bit. Let's have some a little fun questions here. Are you a big sports movie person? Have you watched a lot of sports movies?
You know what? Honestly, in general, I'm not like a huge movie person, and I think it's because when I was little, I wouldn't sit still long enough. So I actually don't watch a lot of movies.
You watch a lot of TV shows? What's your go-to maybe Netflix or Hulu show?
My favorite show is Grey's Anatomy, for
like
sure.
That. It's a good pick. Paul's a big Friends guy.
You know,
I've been watching that a lot lately too.
Yeah, I like Friends, but I mostly watch Marquette basketball.
Yeah,
yeah,
sounds good to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we've got you've got a big game coming up now, Maine West, and you know, before we kind of preview that game, Jordan, you know, a lot of the attention obviously goes to you, but you know, you've got some teammates that have really stepped up as well. Talk about some of the contributions that you guys got last night from some of your teammates.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I think this team has shown that it's not, you know, it's not just me every night. It's all of us. And, I think just the way that, our players have been able to step up in big moments has been really huge for us. And I think as a team, we have matured so well in finishing out games, because I think maybe in the past we, you know, kind of maybe would have, freaked out a little bit, but, I have not seen that out of anyone in our team recently, and I think that's been key for us, and just the way that people have been able to contribute and play their hardest and knock down open shots has been key for us, and it's been, you know, really good in how people have stepped up. So I think just to be able to keep that going, and, you know, hopefully that comes down state with us.
Speaking of state, now Friday night, Maine West, number one ranked and undefeated Maine West team. I mean, it's a tall order right off the bat. It'd be nice if you could maybe face somebody else other than Maine West the first game. I mean, what are your thoughts going into that game, Jordan?
We played them in a Christmas tournament over winter break, and we were a different team when we played them over winter break. And I think when we play them on Friday, they'll see that, and I hope that, you know, we just play our hardest and we do what we do, and we should be good, and we should be fine, and just, you know, hopefully have a good outcome, and I'm just going to be proud of my team no matter what.
What will practice be like today and tomorrow? I mean, has Coach Weibel talked about anything? I mean, at this point in the season, do you change things up? Are there new wrinkles? You know, what will you guys work on over the next few days?
He mentioned over the next few days we'll just be shooting a lot in practice. I don't think we plan on changing a whole lot or anything at all. Just it's going to be do what we do every game, and that's how it is. But, yeah, so the next couple practices will be a lot of shooting.
And what about, you know, just plans and preparation for going down Do you know when you guys are leaving yet?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. I imagine a big contingent of fans from Hananiga family going. I mean, it's probably going to be a wild scene, right, with all the support that you guys are going to have down there?
Yeah, for sure. We've had a great crowd the past couple games, and our student turnout has been really huge, too. So I hope they all make the trip down to Normal, and, you know, hopefully they're there to support us.
Hey, you know, I'd be remiss not to ask you one Marquette question before we get out of here. The women, Jordan Gothy shaking his head at me.
I knew that was
Jordan.
Coming.
Yeah, absolutely, you knew it was coming. But the women now have clinched at least a share for the Big East title. Have you followed them in the last few weeks? And what do you think about them heading into the Big East tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always following them, and I'm staying updated as much as I can. I know both our seasons are busy, but they've been playing really well, and I think it's just amazing to see the, you know, turnaround that this program has had in the past couple of years, and credit to the coaching staff and all the girls there, and I think they've been playing really well. So going into the Big East tournament, you know, I'm very confident that they'll play their game and they'll play very well in that. And then even going into March Madness, I'm excited to see how far they go and just the success that they've had this season. I hope that they can carry that on.
And on the men's side, too, if they can beat Villanova tomorrow night, I mean, they're in the driver's seat to win the Big East as well. It could be a fabulous finish for both the men's and women's team. It's a great time to be at Marquette, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. They've been playing really well, too, and I'm sure the atmosphere around that entire university and even the city of Milwaukee is just going crazy right now. So that's awesome.
It is. Hey, Jordan, thanks for joining us this morning, especially getting up after a big night. And I know you got a long day at school, but congratulations to you and your teammates. First time going downstate. What a thrill for everybody at Hananiga. And we'll all be rooting you guys on Friday night against Maine West, okay?
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
All right. Have a great day. Take care.